We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school baseball. Underwood, a big game coming up here against Harlan with coverage on KSOM on a Wednesday night. Andy Van Fossen, head coach for Underwood Baseball, joins us now. And Coach, your second loss of the season on Monday against a really good Bedford team. So how do you feel like this team is going to be able to respond? How do you approach that loss here late in the season like that?
Well, I think it's definitely something, you know, you don't want to lose at any time, but if you can take something from it, then it's, it's worth it. You know, there's an old saying, it's not lost, it's lessons. And, you know, the two losses are lessons that we've learned, you know, over the course of the two games that we've lost is, you know, we have to do a better job of executing at the plate. And we're starting to see pretty much the gauntlet of arms that we want to see or need to see, you know, moving ahead. MOC Floyd Valley had a freshman that, I told the kids after the game, he's probably the best pitcher we've seen in the last 2 years. He's a freshman. I mean, he's right up there, with some of the better ones in Western Iowa for sure. And then last night's, was a little bit different, but, you know, he was a senior and, you know, did a nice job of locating and stuff. So, you know, we've learned, I guess, over the course of the last, you know, 24 hours or so, or last week, that, you know, we've got to make adjustments at the plate and hopefully we can do those next couple nights.
What does it mean to face off against a team like Harlan, who's been a traditional powerhouse? I mean, kind of a neighbor to you a little bit in the same region, and to face them, I imagine that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, we look forward to it. I mean, I wouldn't say, you know, like in even 5-10 years ago, it's one of those where you play, well, you don't have anything to lose. You know, I think it's definitely something that we respect their program, Coach Stein. You know, I would hope that's a reciprocal feeling on their part. They are good. And, you know, it's one of those things where they, with the proximity that they're at, you know, it's half hour, 45 minutes from here. They're always going to be good. They're always going to have athletes. It's a good tune-up, I think, for both of us, you know, going into respective district play. I mean, they're going to throw guys that, you know, are probably more towards the top of you know, their rotation, and it's going to be, we'll probably throw Garrett against them. So it's going to be good. And it's one of those, you know, we've been able to play him the last 3 or 4 years, and every game we've played has been competitive. So we look forward to it. And like I said, hopefully we can give him a good game.
Garrett is such a dynamic player and so key to you on offense, on defense, on pitching, everything, really. But what about the rest of your pitching staff? Because you're going to need a lot of different guys here. You can't just be one guy on the mound in the playoffs as you go through. You know, how do you feel about the rest of your staff?
It's a cliche, I guess, but it's still a work in progress. I mean, even this late in the game, you know, I look at, you know, our rotation. I think we've thrown 10 different guys this year, 8 or 10 different guys. Two of them are seniors. But out of that, we've thrown one junior who's been Garrett, and then the rest have been freshmen. So this last couple, you know, the two losses that we have, and this isn't a slap in the face to the freshmen at all. But they faced, you know, those tough teams and that's good for them. I mean, they've got to learn how to pitch to good hitting teams. They've got to learn how to pitch in that type of atmosphere. You know, Garrett's been able to do that. So, you know, we're not too worried about him, but you know, the younger guys are in a situation they haven't been before. And you know, being in that type of environment is definitely a lot different than, you know, throwing a bullpen at, you know, here at Underwood or somewhere else. So, you know, we're excited to see kind of what they're at. We're obviously, you know, not concerned isn't the right word. I can't really think of the right word right now, but I guess it's more of the unknown. We don't know how they're going to react, but these last two games, we've seen a lot of growth in those freshman pitchers, and if we're fortunate enough to get where we want to go, then to your point, they are definitely going to have to step up.
Well, the three freshmen, Blake Brensel, Ryan Fletcher, Hudson Ross. Ross has gotten a couple of starts. I mean, their numbers look really good, but like you say, they faced tough competition. What have you seen from each one of them that are, their advantages?
Well, they're definitely not going to overpower anybody. I mean, there's, like you said, the MOC freshmen, Loftus from Logan. I mean, those guys are big, filled out athletic freshmen, and our guys are still, they haven't hit that spurt yet. So, they have to do things a little bit different. They're not going to blow, 85, 86 by you. So they've got to locate, and they've got to change speeds and stuff. But, all three of those kids, like you mentioned, have multiple starts this year. So, Blake has started against MOC and Bedford. Ryan came in and pitched last night against Bedford, and Hudson's had a couple of conference starts. So it's one of those things that they're learning, and as they hopefully physically mature, those lessons that they learned, this week or however long, will pay off for them later in their careers.
Yeah. Obviously you've had dominating wins throughout the season. Now a couple of losses here. The 2A playoffs are going to be tough. There's some really good teams, Pleasantville, Van Meter. If you look down the road, if you get to state, I mean, you might have to face Tri-Center a third time in the sub-states. Trainer's going to be another potential opponent, again, another conference rival. I mean, what's that like? With all these teams kind of gunning for you, I hate to say a target on the back, but there it is. I mean, you're the defending state champs, so that puts a lot of pressure on you. How do the kids deal with that?
That's a good question because, with last year being the first championship, it was new, and we kind of had the mentality last year, coming from the runner-up finish in 23, that, we were going to have that. But one of the things that we did or didn't do, however you want to look at it, was we didn't talk about it. You got to go out and execute each pitch. You got to go out and execute each situation and those types of things. And, you can't control, it's easier said than done, believe me. You can't control what other teams are doing. And, those teams that are ranked and are legit teams, there's not a powerhouse team, in my opinion, in 1A this year, or excuse me, 2A this year. Last year we were fortunate enough, we had everybody back. But then you look at this year, you've got Unity, who has, the majority of their lineup back. Pleasantville has their lineup back. Van Meter, I mean, it's just, there's so many different variables that go into this. And again, you look at last year, I think we were ranked third, going into state, and the top two teams lose, so it's any given night, anybody can win. You don't have to be great all season. You just have to be great that night. And hopefully we can string a few of those great nights in here in the last couple weeks.
Well, a big game here Wednesday night against Harlan with coverage on KSOM, Western Iowa Today TV. Coach, really appreciate your time, and we'll see you on the field. Thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Chris.
Andy Van Fossen, head coach for Underwood Baseball, with us here on KSOM.